Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elliot, what's the latest, man? What are we talking about as far as compensation?
So that's not out yet. I can't imagine it's going to end up being much, given that this is a move. The Eagles were going to release him if he wasn't traded.
Sixth round?
I can't imagine. Yeah, I would think if that. Maybe a sixth with a chance to turn into a fifth. Yeah, but it's a head-scratching move. It's really hard to look and see what the logic was in this move, unless, of course, Howie has some trick up his sleeve to really fill all the holes he's kind of started to create along that defensive line.
Well, does he look at it, Elliot, and think maybe you save money off the cap, maybe he has somebody else that he sees as another option that fits better? I mean, listen, it's going to be hard for the production to replace 9.5 sacks from last year.
Yeah, I mean, not just 9.5 sacks. He was fifth overall in the NFL in total quarterback pressures. So even when he wasn't bringing the quarterback down, he was consistently in the backfield. And let's be honest, he was the Eagles' best defensive end last season, and maybe not quite as good as Fletcher Cox, but he was certainly
close
up there in terms of dominating. Yeah, so
yeah.
For them to move on from him and to ask him to take a pay cut, I mean, it's confusing to me. I know he was happy in Philadelphia. I mean, the starting thing was potentially an issue, but in terms of just the locker room, and being in the city, I know he liked it. So I can't imagine this is something where he wanted out just to get out. But look, it's a problem for this roster now. When you look at free agency, there are some guys out there, but I don't think there's anybody out there as good as Michael Bennett.
No, I mean, listen, the Eagles locked up Brandon Graham, and a big reason why they did that, they saw a lot of these teams franchise tagging the top defensive ends that were supposed to become available. And really, you know, Michael Bennett would have become probably a value commodity had he got on the free agent market. Not saying he would have commanded top dollar, but because, like you just said, there were a lack of pass rushers that were going to be available, Michael Bennett's coming off having a pretty good year. I'm surprised by this, Elliot. Is there any chance that there is something more to this that isn't necessarily football related? Chemistry issues, anything behind the scenes? Because what this says to me is, I mean, the Eagles could have just forced Michael Bennett to play on the last year of his deal. Even if they weren't going to give him a new deal, they could have just forced him to come in and play on the last year of his deal.
Yeah, so look, Jeff McClain of the Inquirer, who I'll give credit to, has been all over this story, said that maybe Bennett wasn't thrilled about the idea of not starting next year. It looked like they're going to start Graham and Barnett.
Okay.
So that could have potentially been an issue. But, I mean, people that I've talked to said that Bennett was happy in Philadelphia. Now, again, the starting thing could have been an issue. And maybe when Graham came back and Graham got that deal, that changed things.
Uh-huh.
But I know he liked it in Philadelphia. I mean, and then you could say, okay, maybe he didn't get along with Chris Wilson. But Chris Wilson's not here anymore, the defensive line coach.
Right.
So it's weird to me. And the other thing that people are mentioning is, well, you do this to save money. The Eagles don't really need money anymore. I mean, Howie's done a good job of opening up space. I think prior to the Bennett trade, if it does indeed go down, they're at like $16 million in space, and that's without doing anything with Jason Peters, anything with Nelson Aguilar. And $16 million in the NFL is really enough for Howie to do whatever he wants for 1 year.
Right.
So it's a surprising move.
I think, you know, Elliot, I think it may be as simple as Derek Barnett's their first-round pick. They drafted him to be starter year three. They want to give him the snaps, and they said, we're not going to pay our backup defensive end, even though he was their most productive defensive end last year, as $7 million to come in and be the backup, and they found him expendable. I just don't know if your defensive line next year is as good. I know it's not as good without Michael Bennett as it is with him. I know that.
Oh. Yeah, without question. I mean, look, Derek Barnett certainly as a rookie had his moments where he played very well, and he definitely played better as the season went on. That was as the fourth defensive end. Now you're talking about him being the second defensive end, you know, obviously a starter opposite Graham, and he's coming off an injury that's really going to impact him, in my opinion, at least his offseason, his ability to prepare with the shoulder injury. That impacts how strong you can be, your lifting, that type of thing. So I think Barnett going into next season is a major question mark. And now when you look at their defensive end position, you have Brandon Graham, who's coming off a bad year. I do think he'll rebound, but still coming off a bad year. Barnett coming off a season-end injury. Josh Sweat playing like 60 snaps last year. And Chris Long, who we think is going to be back, but has never really confirmed at 100%. So their defensive end position, which has been a strength for probably like the past 5 years, is now a major question mark, unless Howie does something, and you have to think he has a trick up his sleeve.
He's got to have at least a plan. He realizes how important pressure on the quarterback is, I would think. All right, Elliot, so that's how we phrased it to start the show. Should the Eagles make Le'Veon Bell the highest-paid running back of all time and sign him when free agency starts? I said absolutely. All this talk of, well, sign Tevin Coleman and draft somebody, or sign this guy and draft somebody, or sign these two guys, or sign Le'Veon Bell and your issues at running back are over. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I think the best way to put it is I trust Howie to put together a contract for Le'Veon Bell that's not going to hurt this team more than I trust him to go out and draft the next running back. They haven't drafted really a good running back since LeSean McCoy. I mean, Wendell Smallwood, honestly, might be the best running back they've drafted since then. So they haven't done a good job of addressing the position in the draft. And Tevin Coleman is a nice player, don't get me wrong. His numbers with Atlanta were pretty good last year. He's not Le'Veon Bell. And the other thing I'll say is the idea that Le'Veon is going to, like, break the bank, I'm not sure that's true. I mean, you look at David Johnson in Arizona, who has the highest cap hit for running back next year, and it's only $9 million. Mm-hmm. So I think you can get Le'Veon Bell without completely wrecking the cap. And again, this is where Howie can step in, and I think he's capable of putting together a contract that makes sense for Le'Veon and keeps the Eagles with some financial flexibility.
I'm also interested in that wide receiver spot, Elliot. You know, let's assume they aren't going to trade for Antonio Brown, which would be my number one option. But the other guys that are on the market that could sort of fill that role, maybe not as well as Antonio Brown would. But, you know, we've been talking about guys that are able to stretch the field, sort of open up the offense. You think the Eagles find that as a need this offseason? And if so, you got a couple guys in mind that you think they may be interested in.
Yeah, they better address it. I mean, look, last year their best deep threat was Jordan Matthews last year. I mean, they did not have a true deep threat last year that scared opposing defenses to stretch the field. You really need that, especially if you're not going to go out and get a Le'Veon Bell. You need somebody that's going to scare the defense. There are some guys out there, John Brown, who played with the Ravens last year. He averaged 17 yards per catch, and in that offense with, you know, the struggles they had passing the ball, that's certainly an accomplishment. The other one, Tyrell Williams from Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, we both like him. Yep.
Yeah, 6'4". So there's some guys out there. It's just a matter of if how he's willing to pay. And look, with the moves he's making, the space he's opening, it certainly seems like it's going to be a busy day for the Eagles next week on Monday when it opens up.
It certainly does. We have the town hall coming up on Monday. Elliot will be manning the IKEA free agency desk. How about that? Does that mean that you're going to be at an actual IKEA desk there?
You know it.
Are you going to be putting it together?
Set up. I'm there from 6 a.m., so I'm not putting it together. Forget that. I'm no good at putting I'm not a handyman. But, no, I mean, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'm excited. It's going to be a crazy day.
Elliot, better chance they strike right away? At the wee hours, was it 4 o'clock is when they can actually do it? Do you think that they strike early, or they maybe sit back, see what happens with the market, and then maybe try to make a move?
So I think that, look, the Eagles have made a strategy to a certain degree of kind of taking advantage of the secondary market. You know, guys like Chris Long, LeGarrette Blount, Patrick Robertson, that really helped them win that Super Bowl. But with all the space they're opening, I do think they're going to strike quick. When they got Alshon, they signed him the minute free agency opened. So I think just reading the tea leaves and talking to people at the Combine last week, I think the Eagles are definitely up to something. We're going to find out pretty quickly when free agency opens what this master plan is.
All right, there you have it. Elliot, we'll see you Monday, man. Appreciate it.
All right, sounds good. See you guys.
All right, there he is, Elliot. Sure, Parks. Mm-hmm. And Michael Bennett traded.
Yeah.
To the Pats.
It'd be interesting to see what they get in return for him. And then it's all about what you replace him with. You know, like I said, it's easy to sit here and support the team's decision right now, but I guarantee you come June and we don't have a defensive end that everybody is relying on, that puts more pressure on Derek Barnett to have to produce.
And stay healthy.
And stay healthy for a full season. And then you're going to look at your depth and say, okay, because now you're asking Chris Long to come back. Is he going to have to play more snaps? Because remember, the plan last year was to play Michael Bennett less snaps, but then they had injuries. And he was the one that was able to take on the extra workload. And when he did take on the extra workload, he produced more. I don't know if Chris Long next year, just say if there's an injury there.
No, he can't.
Can Chris Long be your starter now?
No. No, he's not. No, he can't. Right? He's not that type of a player right now. Michael Bennett can't. Right? I just wonder if the Patriots are willing to give him maybe some more guaranteed money because they look at him as he's going to play a couple more years in the league.
Let me tell you, dude. Yeah. The Patriots just got him. They can force him to play for his contract.
You're right.
Like, you don't strong-arm the Patriots.
No, you're right.
And that's all I was saying about the Eagles. I didn't say give him a new deal. What I said is he's under contract.
We'll see you in 2019.
Yeah. Now we just need to see what the Eagles are getting in return for.
I wouldn't expect much more than a late conditional late-round pick.
A fifth or a sixth is what it makes sense. Probably a sixth. Unconditional sixth-round.
All right. Good move, bad move for the Eagles. Michael Bennett traded probably for a late-round pick. 888-729-9494. We'll start with George, South Philly. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I actually had to stop working after I heard just what happened. Like, I don't understand. I look at, the Super Bowl, okay? We had a running back, LeGarrette Blount. Last year we came close because we didn't have a running back. We didn't go any further. Now you got a guy who proves everything to prove, like you said, 9 sacks, a ball, can make it happen, 15 tackles, get the work done.
Yeah, 15 tackles for loss.
Yeah, I don't get it. It looks like we're making more holes instead of filling the holes that we have to go further, towards the ultimate goal. I just can't figure out why he's doing what he's doing, because this guy could be a starter and put him in there and then put people around him. The other question I had, like you said, wide receivers or anything like that. Do we have a good strength coach on that team? Because it seems like everybody's constantly getting hurt. And even, I was thinking about Mac Collins. Where'd he go? He's supposed to come back in a couple weeks, and all of a sudden you don't hear about him the rest of the year. So I really don't understand. I was looking at LA's Foot Parks. Does he have a master plan? But I can't see taking a piece of the puzzle away that's fitting perfectly in there. And now you got another guy you got to get to try to fill his shoes too. I just don't get it.
Yeah, George. And listen, this front office, I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, but we're in the moment. And so we're in the moment, and we're discussing it in the moment. And they may have a plan, but until that plan comes to fruition and you have replacements in there, all it is a plan on paper. That's all it is. So as we discuss it right now, George is – he's absolutely right. You just created another hole on your team.
Well,
you didn't have to have it.
It'd be nice if they had a plan already on the roster, like a draft pick that could step right in. Do you see someone on the roster that's ready to step in?
I know what they're – they want Derek Barnett to be the guy, and he should. He's a first-round draft pick. My only point is that you need depth.
It's not good depth.
It's not about just who your starters are. And when you're playing defensive line – when we were at our best, when we won the Super Bowl, when I played here under Jim Johnson, we went 7 or 8 deep on the defensive line.
You're right.
That's what you need.
Because he slides inside on passing down.
Because the fresher these guys are, the better they're going to be able to produce. They won't get worn down. None of these guys are huge guys except for Fletcher, and he's quick for his size. So Derek Barnett is small to play DN. So is Brandon Graham. So is Michael Bennett to a degree. So you kind of extend their career and their ability to be productive by not putting heavy workloads on them.
Right.
Like, you just got rid of Michael Bennett. Derek Barnett has to start 16 games next year?
So here's the
– and he's playing all three downs? He's a run stopper, too, at 240 pounds?
There's got to be another move that's going to happen.
I've seen Derek Barnett. Been still next to him, shook his hand, bro hug and everything. I'm 6'3", he's not. That's first and foremost. I'm 215, he may be 235.
Yeah, a little bigger. Yep.
Yeah. So.
Per McClain.
Now, he may put on weight and everything this offseason, but the last time I seen him, that's what he looked like to me.
Per McClain, they're swapping a seventh. So Bennett and a seventh, and they get a fifth back in next year's draft. So you didn't even get it this year.
So it's not even this year's draft. Say it again.
So it's Bennett and a seventh round pick.
Eagles send Bennett and a seventh round pick
to the Patriots. They get a fifth round back next year.
Okay.
And I don't know if the seventh is this year or next year. I mean, that don't really matter, I guess. But, I mean, it's not like that's great compensation. See, that's the thing. You're more or less getting something before you cut him.
Right.
And
well, I wouldn't have cut him.
No, I know.
I mean, unless there's some reason to cut him.
Like, listen, I
wouldn't have cut him.
I started the show with kind of being like, yeah, whatever, Michael Bennett, because I don't know. I don't know if he's an issue with some guys or whatever, but the bottom line is that he was a damn good player for the team last year. And unless he literally was already raising a stink about coming in on his last year of his contract, maybe they decided they weren't going to try to play hardball with him and just move on. But they better have something else going on here, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, they cut the cord on a good player, so you have to wonder if they were worried because of possibly not starting and not getting a new contract, would he be an issue?
Yeah, I mean,
I think teams, like, it's the offseason. This is the time when players and agents do this stuff. It's the offseason. This is the time they take care of business. This is the time they hold out without really being fined. This is the time they make a stink. Once the season gets here, there's very few. Le'Veon proved to be the first to me. These guys aren't missing paychecks.
Not normally.
So eventually, and he's 33, Michael Bennett. So
he's not sitting out a year.
Right. So he has to come in and play so he can get paid next year.
That's the biggest chunk of money he's going to make any year the rest of his career.
He's making $7
million. Yeah, I know.
Now, there was a report out there. They asked him to take a pay cut.
He said no.
That's just silly. Hey, he wasn't taking a pay cut.
888-729.
Second on the team in sacks. Why would he take a pay cut?
94-94. So Michael Bennett no longer an Eagle. Is it a mistake by the Eagles? I hope they – Josh Sweat isn't their backup plan here, right?
Oh, God, Josh Sweat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that would be the backup plan right now.
I'm 215. Josh Sweat is 230.
Mark Cerise, 888-729-9494. Come back, get your reaction. Get back in to a free agent football Friday.
Shaking and moving.
They need a running back.
Got the mover and shakers going.
I need a running back. I need a starting running back out of this free agency.
Okay, little Le'Veon.
Well, not Tevin Coleman. Don't give me Tevin Coleman. He's not your starter now.
What about Tevin Campbell?
I'll take him.
Can we talk?
He's a good singer. Marks and Reese. We're right back.
Girl, I want to know your...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.